This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu, Allahu,
Allahu, Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 110th ayah of the 4th surah, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That whoever does evil or wrongs himself, but afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oft forgiving. غَفُور. Remember this name? Allah uses it in this ayah and says he will find Allah oft forgiving and Rahimah, the most merciful, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, when we read an ayah like this, we can't help but remember a famous hadith in the Sunnah known as Hadith al-Bitaqa. And Hadith al-Bitaqa refers to the hadith of the card, like a small business card. An amazing name given to an amazing hadith. And this hadith states that a slave will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for his hisab and his kitab, right? He will meet Allah so he can be audited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angels to produce the sins of the slave. And upon this instruction, 99 files, mighty files, each file as long as the eye can see. Wallahi, vivid description. Each file as long as the eye can see. 99 of them, of sins, will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the instruction for these files to be placed on these measuring scales will happen, and the sins will be weighed. And the slave will be despondent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask his slave, that were you oppressed? Did my angels oppress you? Have they recorded that which you never used to do? And he will deny being oppressed. He will deny being oppressed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask for his good deeds to be brought forward. And one book of good deeds will be brought forward. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And we know one file in front of 99 files really does not have a chance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angels to place the file on the scales. And as they do so, a small card will fall out of the book. And the book will be weighed, not having any effect on the 99 scales or the 99 books on the scales on the opposite side. The servant of Allah will be despondent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask for the card that fell out to be placed on the scales as well. And the slave knows that what is one small card in light of one mighty book? And what is one mighty book in light of 99 mighty files of sin? How is this card going to help me? But lo and behold, when this card touches the scales of good deeds, the scales tip in the servant's favor. Allahu Akbar. Now I'm sure each and every one of us listening, right, to this particular hadith, have a burning question in them. And that is, what was on the card? What was on this card? Brothers and sisters, on this card was La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. On this card was Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is what was on this card. The article of faith. The foundation upon which everything in creation exists, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the acceptance of the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which this tawheed instructs us to, for this is the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what was on the card, and it allowed these scales to outweigh the opposing scales. La ilaha illallah. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Anbiya will say, alayhim salatu was salam, is so angry, he was never angry like this before, and he will never be angry like this after. On this day, Allah will allow a card to work in favor, a card of tawheed, to work in favor of his slave. Again, brothers and sisters, with la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, how can we lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the sunnah as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a slave makes a mistake and he turns to Allah and he says, Ya Rabbi, oh my Lord, remember that name, Rabb? أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَغْفِرْ لِي. I have committed a sin, forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his angels to bear witness that he has forgiven his slave. And then the slave makes a mistake again. And he turns to Allah again. And he says, Ya Rabbi, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَغْفِرْ لِي. Oh my Lord, remember this name, Rabb? He calls unto Allah using this name and says, I have made a mistake, forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. And then he makes the mistake again. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya Rabbi, oh my Lord, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا, I have sinned, فَغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me. He turns to Allah, and he turns to Allah, and he turns to Allah, and he never feels shy when it comes to turning back to Allah, for he knows that when I ask Allah, the more I ask, the happier Allah becomes. Whilst human beings, the more we ask, the sadder they become. This is Allah, and his mercy encompasses all, encompasses the... Even if I did the sin a million times, Allah's mercy encompasses it. I turn back to him and I ask him to forgive me. And what do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does at this juncture? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to his angels and he doesn't say, bear witness that I've forgiven him. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as taught to us by the one who never lied, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells his angels, bear witness, that this slave of mine, he understands that he has a Lord who is Qadir alayhi, who is capable over him, is capable over him. And he has a Lord who is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Bear witness that whatever he does from today, he is forgiven. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. By Allah, understand, O servant of Allah, you and I, we will not enter Jannah because of our deeds. We cannot enter Jannah because of our deeds. It's impossible. We enter Jannah because of this encompassing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus celebrate it and never lose hope in it. Look after these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that fall under this theme of mercy and compassion. Our deeds are not enough for us to get a glass of water on the day of Qiyamah. Understand this. For we will always be in debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always. We will always be in debt to Him. Because when we worship Him, He rewards us, so we're still in debt. And when we thank Him, He rewards us, so we're still in debt. And when we praise Him, He rewards us, so we're still in debt. So how can we ever have an asset-based standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We do not have enough, understand this, to even have a glass of water on the day of Qiyamah. Thus, celebrate this mercy of Allah and never lose hope in it and make it a part and parcel of your day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you insha'Allah for that. This is the message of compassion. This is the message of mercy. And not just any message, but rather the message of Allah's compassion and Allah's mercy. So not just any message of compassion and mercy, but rather the message of Allah's compassion and mercy. Now brothers and sisters, we agreed when we started our series together that we don't want to learn in a semantic fashion, where we just know a name, we know what it means in a semantic way, we know how many times it has been mentioned in the Quran, for example. Rather, we've agreed to learn in a way that we learn these names and it betters our character. We use these names and our sessions together to improve our akhlaq, our character, and to improve our self. We become better beings as a result of these names. And by Allah, I coin a question and point right now and say, and ask, if these names are the beautiful names of Allah, and Allah loves these qualities, then shouldn't we have these qualities in our life? Shouldn't we become people that are forthbearing, people who exercise compassion, people who love to forgive? Shouldn't we adopt these qualities? Isn't it enough for us to understand how important it is for these qualities to exist in our lives isn't the fact that these are from the names of Allah and Allah loves these attributes. Isn't this enough for us to understand how these attributes should be part and parcel of our character? That we are merciful to the slaves of Allah. We are merciful to the ibad and servants of Allah. We are merciful to our spouses. We are merciful to our children. We are merciful to our employees. We are merciful to our parents, to our community. La ilaha illallah. Indeed, this is enough. And to substantiate this point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Man la yarham la yurham. That the one who is not merciful to others, Allah will not be merciful to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. That the merciful ones, Allah will be merciful upon them. Irhamu man fil ard. Show mercy to those on the face of this earth, to the trees, to the animals, to the human race. Yarhamukum man fis sama. Allahu Akbar. Yarhamukum man fis sama. The one in the heavens will be merciful upon you. And this hadith is beautiful. Irhamu man fil ard. Man. This is general. This hadith is not saying be merciful just to the Muslims. No. Be merciful to the Muslims, the non-Muslims. Be merciful to the trees. Be merciful to the buildings. Be merciful to the animals, to the birds, to everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Yarhamukum man fis sama. And Allah will be merciful to you all. As an action point, brothers and sisters, before we end today's session, to truly benefit from this discussion of Allah's compassion and mercy and His names, I want you all to pick up the phone and call that family member that you are having a problem with and forgive them, whether you're right or whether they're right. Forgive them. Place your ego down and celebrate these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bring them into your life for the sake of Allah. And forgive them for the sake of Allah. And create that unity at home, for charity begins at home. And if you ever asked that how many times should I forgive my family members? How many times should I forgive others? How many times should I show mercy? Then I end today's episode by saying, do so as many times as you would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. As many times as you would love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful upon you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu.